talk about your, you know, what's going to be on your play. What is Bob Prunella bringing to the Petersburg table when he gets over there?
I think I can be conciliatory. I'm bringing, 52 years experience in Alaska, a lot of administrative experience, a lot of knowledge about government, and of course, knowing a lot of people at the federal level. Been involved along with a very good staff in writing a lot of grants, of which, by the way, I don't really write grants, but I help get them. The main people here that have really raised most of that money, and I need to give them credit, are number one, Carol Rushmore, and then some of the other department heads, Carl Johnson, Steve Henson, Greg Meisner, and then Jeff J. Bush, who does yeoman's job, because then he has to do all the paperwork after we get the money and reporting and filling out forms. So it's been a hell of a group effort, and I just can't say enough about the staff that I'm leaving, and I'm not happy about leaving the staff.
So what are some things you'd like to accomplish while you're over in Petersburg?
Well, number one, see if they can all agree on some goals and objectives. Number two, I'm going to see what that, I'll see what their expectations are. And I am not really sure. They talk about they would like to get some of the projects going, and you know, I can help with that. They would like to things to settle down a little, and I think I can help with that. And then it's their city. I'm an interim, and if their requests of me are reasonable, then I'll do everything I can.
Looking at the Petersburg City Council, it hasn't all been great in recent months. Of course, the departure of Richard Underkoffler, a city manager, a council member has recently resigned, and another one is facing a recall. What do you think about the situation with Petersburg's political scene, and did that ever cross your mind when you were making your decision to become interim city manager?
Well, no. I mean, it crossed my mind. I'm not going to comment on their political scene. I don't know a lot about it, except what you and I both know from reading papers and listening to radios. My intuition tells me, from what little I know, things are probably going to improve, especially after the October election, but that's just intuition on my part.